Live in studio, she has announced that she is going to be a candidate for the 69th district. She was chief of staff for Mark Meadows, who currently holds that seat, but he's term limited, so Mark is going to be moving out. As a matter of fact, on this program, the last time he was on, he had mentioned that he will probably run for a Senate seat. And that's another time for another story. But we've got some business questions to ask Susan. But before we do that, let's talk about the family a little bit. What was their take on you deciding to make this move? I know you talk with them a lot because this is going to take a lot of time and energy and patience, not only on your part, but on their part.
Yeah. Well, my boys are in their last year at University of Michigan, Alex and Eric. And I think they're somewhat excited. They've always seen their mother being very active in the community, so they know that that's a passion for me. And my husband has said he's behind me all the way. So he knows the sacrifices. I mean, I remember serving on school board and in the evenings, some of those long meetings, and he was there to make sure the kids' homework was done and get them to bed. And so very supportive there. And my parents back in Ohio, they're just tickled with the idea. So.
All right. Well, State Representative Susan Schmidt, let's just say that you win. I know that you told me that one of your concerns is small business and how they're having struggles now, and you don't believe the governor is helping them.
That's right. Actually, I've been a member for a couple years with the Meridian Area Business Association, and first of all, when you look at our small business owners, they are full of energy and they are driven. And I come from a family. My mother ran our small business. We had a jewelry store in Dayton, Ohio. And I truly know the commitment of a family and a person when they run a business. I've been speaking with many of our small businesses, and actually I'm beginning to have business roundtables, I guess you could say, with small businesses in the area to get a handle on what it is that government can do to help them to thrive, because I think we need to talk to them how, you know, what it is they need. And in some ways, government may not be able to help them, but I need to know, as someone that may be elected, what I can do to affect a change there.
Well, you think that the governor has kind of overlooked these people, especially from the aspect of what's been done for big business. Small business is the foundation. What can be done to help them?
Well, I need to know more from small business, to be honest with you. And I do believe that the cuts that we've seen to businesses right now affect bigger business. And I've had small business owners say to me, you know, this isn't going to have an impact on me. So as I have conversations with them, I want to hear. I mean, I've heard them mention things about regulations, but I need specifics. What does that mean when we're too regulated? And I'll know more, you know, I'll come back on the program in a couple months and let you know what I find out.
Well, Governor Rick Snyder inherited a budget deficit in the billions. Mm-hmm. What's your thoughts on how he whittled that down to nothing?
Questionable, very questionable. I mean, if you're thinking about bringing business to this state and you've shown that you're not going to support public education, and I think the way you need to, and I'm talking K-16. I mean, tuition's going to go up for families. We should have been given about $260 more per child this year when we looked at the school aid fund. And instead, the university and colleges were brought into the school aid fund, which we think of as K-12 funding. And then when they paid out to community colleges and universities, they took a lot of money with them. So we actually cut K-12 education about, well, at least in this area, about over $700 per child. So I think when you really want to bring business to a state, I don't think it's just about espousing cutting taxes. I think businesses care that you have a great educated workforce and that you have wonderful cities, and we've cut statutory revenue sharing too.
All right, what would you have done differently? Let's just say Susan's governor and you keep education funding at where it is or raise it. Where do you find the funds to cut billions of dollars from a deficit?
Well, we have an economy, and I've heard so many economists speak over the last 5 years, Charles Ballard being one of them. We have an economy that in the past was very heavy with sales of goods. You know, we were selling cars and things like that, and so that's where we tax goods. Our economy has flipped we are more of a service economy, and we don't tax services. So that's one discussion I think that needs to take place. There's a discussion about a graduated income tax that I've heard has been recommended by economists. I think tax expenditures that you see for businesses, those that are working, I think you keep. Those that aren't, we need to think about getting rid of them. And I think, you know, those are the discussions that need to take place. I don't have all the answers at this time, but I will tell you that we really need to think about the kind of Michigan we want for the future.
Do you think that this should be a right-to-work state? Do you think people should have the flexibility to decide if they want to be in a union or not?
You know, I don't believe it should be a right-to-work state. And I think if you look at right-to-work states, I'm not sure you're going to be seeing people being paid the best wages in those states. I don't agree with us being a right-to-work state. And I believe that it's very important that there is a collective bargaining element in a workplace, in many workplaces. As a teacher, I can tell you, my work environment is the children's learning environment. And people want to have a say. I mean, you know, in your own job, if you want to do it better here, you hope that they talk to you about it because you do the job. So, no, I'm not in favor of us going in that direction.
What would you do to create more jobs here in the state?
I think what we have to do is draw business. And so how do you draw business in? And some of the things that I've talked about, such as, you know, an educated workforce and showing that that we value that and making this a great place to live.
Does the city of Detroit need a bridge to Windsor?
I think so.
Why?
You know, right now we have one bridge that takes us across to Canada, and that's one of our biggest trading partners. And I think to have another place for us to cross over is a good idea. And I think that the plan for that bridge is a good one, and it will bring many jobs. And from the proposal that I've seen, I would be in favor of that. I probably won't be voting on that. I expect they'll be taking care of that in the next few months.
All right, final question for you. Do you think that President Barack Obama has done a good job?
You know, I think he was handed a lot of problems when he came in. And I think for him, no matter what he does, you're never going to satisfy both sides. I think he's done a reasonable job. But he's been faced with a lot of big problems. So I think a reasonable job. I think he's a very bright man and a very thoughtful leader. And I look forward to seeing this next phase of his tenure. There.
Susan Schmidt is a Democrat. She is running for state representative in the 69th district. It's a seat that's currently held by Mark Meadows, and he's term limited. Susan, we appreciate your time, and we'll be talking with you again soon.
Thank you so much for having me.